Well, we're back in Jefferson City. We hit the halfway point. Last week was our spring break week and had a chance to spend some time with my family and watch a little basketball, too. So it was a nice little break from Jefferson City. But we're back now for the second half. We passed a lot of Senate priorities in the first half. In the second half, traditionally, you work on, as the House bills come over and the Senate bills go over to the House, of course, both chambers have to agree on language for it to be sent to the governor. And so that work is going to start in earnest here in the month of April as we approach our adjournment in mid-May. In fact, the House just this week sent over the budget bills, $25 billion budget that the Senate will then start consideration on, and we have to have that budget approved. One of the few things we actually are required to do is to pass a balanced budget, will be done in early May. So as we move forward, there's some more conversations to have on education. We haven't spent a ton of time talking about that, but primarily on funding. K-12 foundation formula, which is how we distribute about $3 billion. I think we need to look at it. We need to look and see if we need a new formula. I've talked about it before, and I think there's starting to be a greater awareness of that. Those formulas get redone about every 10 years. The last one was done in 2005, so if we can get a little forward thinking here and get started on that process, which is a difficult process, I do think it can help further the education of all the kids in our state. And for the first time, we are now considering a funding formula for higher education institutions. We have 13 four-year institutions in our state, and we have community colleges, and we distribute dollars to all those institutions in our budget. And I think what we're trying to get to is to look at some performance or achievement standards, whether they're graduation rates or retention rates. Those are really important considerations, I think, in how we spend those dollars and rewarding institutions that are doing a good job. And so we'll begin that process here in the second half, too. So a lot of work to do. We are back. I hope everybody really has a great Easter weekend, and we'll talk to everybody next week. Thanks.